Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's talk to Greg Brown. He is in St. Louis. Brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Greg, the Pirates were unfortunately eliminated from playoff contention last night. When we do the autopsy on why this team didn't get to the postseason in 2024, in your opinion, what will be the number one reason?
I'd off the bat have to say the bullpen. I think if the bullpen had been anything like it was last year, they had won several more games this year. So that's my quick, direct answer.
Greg, when you look at getting this team in better position to win for next year, if you were to put a percentage on it, how much of the pieces or what percent of the pieces are already in place on this roster in this organization, and what percentage do you think they need to try to find outside this organization?
Well, I mean, I think that they've got to find, you know, I don't know if they're in the organization or not, but you got to get a first baseman. Mm-hmm. You know, that may be in the organization. You've got to get a right fielder, it looks like. And depending on what Hayes, well, you'll have somebody at third. So that would be it for me position-wise. Depending on what McCutchen does, that will determine with the DH situation. And I think they need to shore up the bullpen. So they need to get a couple of relievers. I think they have to go outside, my opinion. They're better off going outside the organization to find some veteran bullpen help. And then I don't know whether the first baseman and the right fielder are in the organization or not, but those would be my priorities.
Do you think that they've found their center fielder of the future? How do you feel O'Neill Cruz has handled that switch?
I think he's been okay with it. I think that they're, now that they've moved him there, that's it. They're going to sink or swim with him in center. So I think he's been decent defensively. He's made some obvious rookie type mistakes out there. But overall, I've been pleasantly surprised by his defense. Not thrilled that he's not played, that he wasn't able to play last night, hoping that that's not something that they have to worry about all too much longer. And I know Derek Shelton mentioned it to the media scrum last night that there's something they're going to have to monitor. Hopefully that the time off this winter heals it and that he really won't have to worry about that. He can put him in center field just about every single day. I was just watching a national show about an hour ago about players that post up and how important that is. And how valuable a guy like Brian Reynolds is to this team. I just really hope that over the winter, O'Neill heals up and is ready to go and fired up to play center field next year as often as he possibly can get out there.
Greg, at the trade deadline, the Pirates traded for a right fielder who still has 3 years left of team control, and here you are saying they need a right fielder. So what the heck's going to happen to Brian De La Cruz?
Well, I mean, you asked me my opinion.
Yes.
So my opinion was that he's not, for me, he's not shown me that he could be an everyday right fielder. I like him. He's a great person. But he's been, quite frankly, a disappointment. And they may be thinking otherwise. They may be thinking that they're going to give him a shot next year. But for me, I think they've got to go out and get it, you know, an everyday right fielder. You know, maybe they think that he could platoon with a left-handed batting right fielder, and a combination would work. I guess that's possible. But if I were going out and looking to improve this club, those are the areas I'd be looking at. I'd be looking at bullpen help and essentially an everyday right fielder and first baseman.
Is Kiner Falefa true, like, as valuable as he otherwise could be if he's just locked in as your everyday shortstop?
Oh man, that's a good question, Chris. I don't know if I don't know the answer to that. He might be more valuable bouncing around, and I think we're going to see that over the now less than 2 weeks of the season. Derek Shelton mentioned that during his pregame radio last night, that they're going to start to see guys bouncing around like Nick Gonzalez, like Jared Triolo. Kiner Falefa might be better suited to be a utility type infielder that can bounce from third to short to second on a really good team. So maybe I'd go back and rethink those positions that maybe, and again, stressing that these players could be in the organization. I don't know. I don't know what they think about Leover Peguero.
Like they don't like him very much because he's been buried at AAA the entire year, Greg.
Well, he hasn't been playing all that well at AAA. So I think, from what I gather, maybe over the last few weeks he got better, but as a season, as the season went on.
Gotcha.
But overall, I don't think they felt like he was everyday material.
Greg, they owe Key Brian Hayes about $50 million, but you said maybe third baseman going through places where they could upgrade. Do you think this organization would bring in a better third baseman and say, look, it's just a sunk cost. It's $7 million a year. It's not a ton in the bigger picture of baseball. We need to get better at that position. And if that means Key Brian Hayes is like a bonus to us in 2025, so be it.
I think that they would first want to find out if they can get Hayes healthy. And if Hayes, I still think that if Hayes is, and I know you guys don't necessarily agree with me, but I think if Hayes we're healthy. We've seen enough of him that his whole game, defensively and offensively, could be a tremendous third baseman, above average third baseman. May never hit 25 homers, driving 100, but certainly suitable enough for what he brings to the table. Again, going back to a guy that can post up every day, that's critical. But if he's there every single day. I think we've seen enough from his bat that he can be more than serviceable there and be a productive third baseman on a winning team. I think he could be part of a championship team, so I don't think they would give up on him anytime soon. There's a huge, important offseason for him to get that back thing straightened out.
Greg Brown and the Pirates, a dozen games left before we close the curtain on 2024. Greg, thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, guys.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.